Exercise 3. Listen to 5 short extracts and write down the numbers that you hear. 1.
We'll start off in the southeast. Here there's quite a bit of cloud around and I think we'll see some bands of rain during the afternoon. As a result, temperatures are unlikely to rise above 15 degrees. Next, I'll take the whole of the north and west.
2.
Now, here's something that might interest you. It's a studio apartment, so, OK, it's tiny, but it's right in the central business district, and that's $800 a month. It's a pretty good price for the location. What do you think?
3.
And now for the financial news. According to a report published in Home Buyer magazine, property prices in certain areas have risen 12% in the last year. This means that it's becoming even harder for young people to get a foot on the property ladder.
4.
A major power failure left almost all of Italy without electricity yesterday. The blackout extended from the Alps in the north to Sicily in the south, cutting power supplies to around 57 million people. Transport was disrupted as traffic lights broke down and trains and trams stopped running.
5.
In my lecture today, I want to look at the work of the Irish writer Frank O'Connor, who is best known for his short stories. O'Connor was born in Cork, Ireland, in 1903. He was an only child, and most of his childhood was spent in considerable poverty.